My plan is about saying that when you invest in small businesses, you invest in the middle class, and you strengthen America's economy. Small businesses are part of the backbone of America's economy.
But pardon me, Madam Vice President. The question was, how are you going to pay for it?
Well, one of the things is I'm going to make sure that the richest among us who can afford it pay their fair share in taxes. It is not right that teachers and nurses and firefighters are paying a higher tax rate than billionaires and the biggest corporations.
But
I plan on making that fair.
But we're dealing with the real world here.
But the real world includes...
How are you going to get this through Congress?
You know, when you talk quietly with a lot of folks in Congress, they know exactly what I'm talking about because their constituents know exactly what I'm talking about. Their constituents are those firefighters and teachers and nurses.
In other words, I've got no flipping clue. As you can see, the Kamala interview train wreck tour continued over the weekend, and now CNN is sounding the alarm. And it gets even worse. We've now got new polling coming out of two swing counties that have predicted the winner in the last six presidential elections in a row. We've got the latest. You're going to absolutely love it. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So you know what to do, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Before we dive in here, gang, obviously Americans are tired and frustrated by a stalling economy, inflation, endless wars, and the relentless assault on our values. But thankfully, there's companies like Patriot Mobile that still believe in America and our Constitution. I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile because they're on the front lines fighting for the First and Second Amendments, sanctity of life, and our military and first responder heroes. Take a stand for conservative causes and put America first by switching to Patriot Mobile today. You'll get the same nationwide coverage as the big providers because Patriot Mobile operates across all three major networks. Plus, they back their service with a coverage guarantee. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team will find the best plan for your needs. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Go to patriotmobile.com/turleytalks or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Right now, get a free month when you use the offer code TURLEYTALKS. Don't get fooled by other providers pretending to share your values or have the same coverage. They don't and they can't. Join me. Switch to America's only Christian conservative mobile provider, Patriot Mobile. CNN is frankly starting to freak out here, as Mark Mitchell over at Rasmussen sees it. We're starting to see a loser narrative emerge, where networks are trying to position themselves as the ones who called Kamala's loss early and are therefore the most trustworthy. Here is their chief polling analyst, Harry Enten, on Kamala's dwindling chances in November.
28% of Americans think the U.S. is on the right track. And I want you to put that in a perspective, right? When does the average, when the incumbent party loses the election, look at that. It's just 25%. That looks a heck of a lot like that 28%, right, that currently think the country is on the right track. When the White House party wins, i.e. Kamala Harris's party, the Democrats, 42% on average think that the country is on the right track. This 25% looks a lot more like this 28%. It doesn't look anything like this 42%. This, to me, is a bad sign for Kamala Harris's campaign. The bottom line is it looks a lot more like a loser than it does like a winner when it comes to the country being on the right track.
Yeah, those are some brutal numbers. And it's one of the key reasons why Kamala has been polling so disastrously in 2024. Again, we can never, ever lose sight of the fact that no matter what poll you're looking at, doesn't matter, a national poll or a state poll, a swing state poll, or even a poll from an otherwise reliably blue state like New York or Jersey or Virginia, it doesn't matter what poll you're looking at. They all show the exact same thing. Trump has never been stronger than he is right now, and the Democrat has never been weaker than they are right now against him. Kamala is polling with single-digit leads in states that Biden and Hillary won by double digits.
And what Harry Enten just showed there is a big part of the reason. Voters don't trust this administration, and they don't like its economic and immigration policies, period, bottom line. And Kamala is simply unable to unhook herself from being blamed as part of the problem rather than being seen as a solution. And so it's no wonder that the warning signs surrounding her campaign are popping up everywhere, even in my own backyard. We talked about this on our live stream Friday broadcast last week, but the Philadelphia Inquirer just reported that Democrats are struggling even in the city of Philadelphia. And they're struggling among particularly Latino working class districts. And what's so interesting here is that this trend toward defecting to Trump among the Latino working class, it's been going on in Philly now for the last few years. We actually saw it in 2020 when Biden actually performed worse than Hillary in 41 of Philadelphia's 66 political wards. And what the Inquirer realized here is that working class, non-college grad voters appear to be de-aligning themselves away from the Democrats. And it's a trend that's happening across all racial groups, blacks, whites, Hispanics, but again, particularly most pronounced among large majority Latino neighborhoods that saw a significant uptick in ballots cast for Trump in 2020. And that trend, that uptick, is only growing for 2024, which is, of course, another alarm bell for Kamala. But one of my favorites is this one. Talk about a five-alarm fire. This is from the Daily Wire. They just published an exclusive poll of two swing counties in Pennsylvania that have predicted the outcome of every presidential election since 2008. I don't know if you know this, but there are two swing counties in Pennsylvania that have together forecasted the election winner in the last six elections in a row. And these two counties are Erie and Northampton. We've talked about this before. They predict both the winner of Pennsylvania and the winner of the Electoral College as a whole. According to the latest polling, Trump is beating Harris 49-48 in those two counties. And he's absolutely running away with it on the issues. He's leading by 15 on the border and immigration. He's leading by 7 on the cost of living, 6 on the economy, 6 on crime. But data analyst Seth Keschel has actually run the numbers in these two bellwether counties, and he sees Trump leading there by at least 5. So the 1-point lead that the Signal poll that the Daily Wire just published, that is suggestive of a much, much bigger lead in actuality. Keschel is a former intelligence analyst. He's great with data. And what he did recently is he ran the numbers of both Erie's and Northampton's voter registration trends and then compared them to their election outcomes. Again, what's really neat about this kind of analysis is that it's dealing with actual elections, right? It's not a poll because we don't know who's going to show up. You know, polls just give you a sense of what the data set that these guys focused on, these focus groups or whatever, gave us. This, what he's doing here, Keschel's doing here, is he's actually drawing from how people voted with actual registration voter trends. So let's start with the voter registration trends because these are interesting. So in Erie, back in 2008, registered Democrats outnumbered Republicans by almost 40,000, just over 39,000. It was a 21-point lead in registration. But then notice the column in the blue. That's how much the Democrat won by. So Obama won Erie County with just over 25,000 votes. So notice the discrepancy there. There's 39,000 registered Democrats, but only 25,000 voted for Obama. Now, that's going to be absolutely key because both Erie and Northampton do that every single election. They always vote to the right of their Democrat registration advantage. So if you go to the column all the way to the right, you'll see an average out total of all the elections. On average, Erie votes 17,754 votes to the right of their Democrat registration, and Northampton averages 19,683 votes to the right of their Democrat registration. But as Seth points out, in the past two elections, in 2016, 2020, Trump bested those average swings to the right. Trump averaged 27,496 votes to the right in Erie and 25,452 votes to the right in Northampton. So if that's the average swing to Trump in both Erie and Northampton, then the only question that remains is, what is the current Democrat registration number for 2024? And the answer is, gang, it's the lowest it's ever been. It's the lowest it has ever been. It's currently just 10,000 in Erie. I mean, seriously, think about that. The Democrat advantage has gone from 40,000 in 2008 to now barely just 10,000. And it's almost as bad in Northampton. The Democrats have a 12,000 voter registration advantage. And so based solely on the numbers, based solely on the data in terms of the average swing to Trump in these two counties, if we use that average, Trump is poised to win Erie by anywhere from 6 to 13 points, and he's poised to win Northampton anywhere from 4 to 8 points. So even if we just took their average swing in general to the right, he wins. Or if we were to take Trump's unique average from 2016-2020, he wins by even more. So this poll that came out that shows Trump with a small lead may be a harbinger of what's to come, which is an absolute electoral blowout.